What up, what up, what up? We're back again. What's going on, good people? I missed you guys. I missed you guys yesterday. Didn't get a chance to do it yesterday, but I'm back. So much to talk about, right? Have you been seeing what's going on out here in the world? These streets are not kind. These streets are not kind. Come on in. Come on in. Let me know you can hear me. Let me know you can hear me. Welcome back to the greatest podcast on earth. We are back again at the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. I'm coming to you Monday through Friday, or attempting to come to you Monday through Friday, and just talk about what's been happening in the world. I had an interesting day today. Today I didn't do much. I really didn't. I was really out of it. My sleeping patterns have been off. I don't know what's going on, but I'm up. I just wake up super early. Then I have to take naps. I guess this is due to me getting old or some shit. I really don't know. Hopefully y'all can hear me. Can you guys hear me? That I want to make sure you all can hear me. You can leave a comment. You can comment, post, do whatever you want to do. And I guess it's time to get this show started. So in the news today, man, there was a attempt to burn down the birth home of Dr. Martin Luther King. I'm going to say that again. It was an attempt to burn down the birthplace of Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, you would think that, huh, really? Now, if you were just to hear that, you would think maybe some Klansmen got together, or maybe some group, or somebody got together, you know, to do this, some other group. But no, that wasn't the case. This sister right here decided to douse gasoline on the house of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. As you can see, she's dousing gasoline. Let's just go back and play this again, because I can't. Yeah, that's her dousing the house with gasoline for whatever reason. And then this is her, after dousing the gasoline, these brave off-duty police officers decided to accost her, hold her down until the police came. And if it hadn't been for these men, we would have saw the home of one of the greatest leaders in the black community go up in flames by this young black female who went to douse this house with the gasoline. If these men were not there to stop her, this is what would have happened. And it is rather unfortunate. It is rather out of all the things to do, this sister decides, hey, I'm going to wake up today and go down to MLK's house to set it on fire. I don't know if she's like a TikToker or she wanted to get attention. But why? Like, that's the first question I have. Why? Why would you want to do this to the homes, to the home, to the birth home of our leader, of one of the greatest leaders in the black community? Like, why? After everything Dr. King did, after everything, after sacrificing his life, protesting, dying penniless, you want to go set his house on fire? Now, people in the media saying, well, maybe she had mental health, and they're trying to find some type of reason. They want to make an excuse, but there is no excuse. There's no excuse for this type of behavior. There's no excuse. And especially for it to be by one of our own. By one of our own. Bitch, you couldn't even ride on the front of the bus. This is who helped you. Have you done your research? Now, the sister was young. I guess she was 20-some years old. But why? Out of all the things you could have done on a Thursday, I believe this happened yesterday or it happened this morning. Out of all the things you could have done, you go down there to light the birthplace of our civil rights hero on fire. And I find it rather ironic that it's not being talked about enough. I don't know if it's because this is a black female. It could be. But they want to move the goalpost. There's no goalpost to be moved. This is disgusting. It's despicable. And they need to throw her ass under the jail. And I'm pretty sure there's some sisters in that prison or wherever she's going down there on Grady that's going to have a talk with her. Because why? And I even wanted to go with the thing of, well, maybe she does have some mental health issues. But then I thought to myself, would a person with mental health, are they able to target you? Like, she found the house, picked a day, went and got the gasoline, knew that it would, you know, light an explosion. We talked about 2 or 3 minutes away from that house being engulfed in flame. And don't do this. We're not going to do this shit. We're not. What we're not going to do on this show, Peaceful Journey, brother, I don't believe. I'm a strong believer of self-accountability. I'm a strong believer, brother. And I'm not about to sit here and point the finger. We're not about to go crying about the white man when her black ass went down there and did that shit. We're not going to do this, Peaceful Journey. We're not going to do this shit. I don't give a damn if they did offer the money. She took it. Like, we can't continuously move these goalposts. We have to start shaming motherfuckers that are destroying our own, that are killers inside of the community. We can't keep coming up with these lame ass conspiracy theories and you want to point that finger at the other man. We can't do it, man. That's not empowering, bro. We can't keep giving these other races so much power over us to, you know, where we believe we have no power. Like, we just believe we all programmed and white people wake up every day and meet at a boardroom to somehow, yeah, make a nigga go down there and set Dr. King's house on fire. Like, come on, man. Shit. How much longer we gonna listen to this rhetoric and this shit? How much longer we gonna believe in this? And hold hands and shit. She did that shit. That's a decision she made. Nobody was thinking about Dr. King's house, but this bitch went down there and did that. Let her hold that L, bro. Before we start pointing fingers. Let her hold her fucking L. Please. I beg of you. I beg of you, my friend. But it's just sad. It's disgusting. Like, why would you do that? Out of all the houses you could have set on fire, out of all the places you could have went down there, I would understand if she went down there to Equifax. Equifax in Atlanta. If you would have did something to Equifax, the credit reporting agency, I would have understood. But Dr. King's house, after all he did, marching in Selma, the meetings to get your ass free. After all he did so her black ass could at least get on the bus with dignity as she held the gas can and doused the house in flames. All he did. She wouldn't even have the freedom to do the shit if the man wouldn't have stood for something. Come on, man. Come on. Get her ass out of here. Like, I just need to give her get your ass out of here award, because that's just ridiculous, man. Very sad, very disappointed. And I know black people were somewhere going, I can't believe this bitch. They were black. You know how we hear a crime? Like, this is a crime that black people would hear about. Somebody tried to set Dr. King's house on fire. And we're gonna come to the conclusion immediately that it was some crazy redneck or something. And then we find out she was black. God damn, why would she do some shit like that? Like, this is what happens. Like, I don't understand this bitch. Like, why? Like, is this, it blows my mind. I sat and watched this over and over again. Look at her. Look at her. Does that look like a person with mental health? Look at the can. She got a big ass. She spent $30 in gas dousing this shit. She had to go to the gas station. She went to QT, got a hot dog and everything before she started this. Before she started dousing, she got that big canister, stood by the gas station with it on her mind. I mean, everything is about to be lit. Look at her. Look at her. How can we sit here and say somebody paid her to do it? Like, come on, man. Come on. And this is one of the biggest tourist attractions in Atlanta. And her ass go right to the front of the porch. For what? For what? Unreal. Just totally unbelievable. And they just held her down. These are off-duty police officers. You had a black one. I think that's a white one. Yeah, you got white people holding her down. White people had to enter. White people had to stop this bitch from burning the house of Dr. King, man. Are we living in a parody right now? Is this a cartoon we're living in? Is this real? Wake me up from this nightmare, man. Wake my ass up, man. This is ridiculous. But we're going to move right along. I'm going to keep it moving, man. Eddie Griffin was recently on stage at the comedy show. And the good brother Eddie Griffin did a whole thing about Diddy.
Griffin had something to say at his show about Diddy and 50 Cent.
Oh, shit, nigga. Diddy's in trouble. Oh, fuck that nigga too. This nigga did it. He did it. Did it. Take that. Bad boy for life. Take that. That nigga on his way to jail shooting night there waiting on him. Tired of your silly dancing in your videos. All up on cell block scene dancing and shit. Come on over to death row, baby. Did it. Nigga, everybody coming out. Nigga, that motherfucker 50 Cent is the most pettiest nigga. Ain't this nigga petty, nigga? He be fucking with this nigga every day. Like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here come a new charge. He done paid one bitch, nigga. That's the wrong thing to do. Then he said, everybody like, nigga.
Well, as the Diddy fallout continues now, comics have picked it up. Well, you got a legend like Eddie Griffin on your ass. Man, I just don't see Diddy coming back from this. All I could say, man, Diddy needs to call Russell Simmons and get a hookup in Bali. Get him a house built out there and just leave, man. Because I don't see, like, the damage is so far gone at this point. Because see, when comedians started, see, he won't be the only one. I'm going to talk some shit about it. He going to talk shit about it. Every comic, big and small, are going to get on Diddy's ass. And shout out to all the comedians who did Bad Boys of Comedy. If you were on Bad Boys of Comedy, please call me and let me know if you were touched or whatever happened. Because this thing is falling like I mean, it's just an elevator straight down to hell. And nobody's letting up off of this. I mean, even recently today, a man had ended up calling the good brother Diddy out. Let me see. I think I could put this up. Hold on. Yeah, surviving Diddy. 50 Cent is not backing down either, Darrington. Let me see. So, Diddy allegations. Let's see what else. I mean, it's like every day. I could just do a whole Diddy. I could do a whole Diddy allegation. I could do this shit every day, bro. But it's not. He had a man. He recently just had a man come to say that he did something to him. And that is like, you know, for a man to say it is like, man, dude, that's crazy. That's crazy for a man to come out, you know? Let me see. Diddy allegations. I see Howard. Let me see. He had a man come out and say something. I mean, I'm not saying he's innocent or guilty, but I mean, you're going to have a lot of people. There are going to be some that I will believe are lying. Some. Now, I'm not saying he didn't do any of these heinous acts, but I believe that, let me see, Diddy Howard University, but I believe that now people are getting, everybody won't get a check now. So the fallout is real, man. Damn, he even gave $1 million to Howard, but some dude came out and said something about him. I don't, Sean Diddy Combs. Let me see, Diddy Howard University. I just put man. Some man said a man drugged him or something. You see, a man came out. Let me see. Now, this in the Rolling Stone. Former Bad Boy, Gene Deal, Roger Bonds, Combs. Former Bad Mace, Tasha K. I don't know. I don't know, but the man said to Diddy, the man alleged that Diddy, he was at Howard and he was drunk and then he just woke up with no bottoms on or some shit. Like, this is crazy, man. So crazy. I mean, I'm just at a loss for words, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I was going to give me a new Sean John. I was just asking my homie a month ago, like, bro, I want to give me another black Sean John velour jogging suit. And now I can't even wear the shit now. I can't wear that. I just don't see him coming. I don't see this man coming back from this. This is just horrific. And these allegations and accusations are not going away anytime soon. And people are just, yeah, I mean, people are just coming from everywhere. They're just piling up. And it's nasty. It's rather nasty. This is a rough run. 2024 is going to be a bad year for my brother, man. Two other men. Turns out Diddy's brother love persona was a total sham. Look at this. Man, this is sad. Amid an unprecedented act of violence during the 2022 Academy Awards, there was one man who presented himself as a symbol of peace. I didn't know this was going to be the most exciting Oscars ever. Sean Diddy Combs did just moments after Will Smith slapped Chris Rock during a live telecast. Okay, Will and Chris, we're going to solve that like family at the gold party for Beyonce. But right now, we're moving on with love. With love, brother, love. It wasn't surprising to see Diddy trying to play healer for years. He positioned himself as someone reflective, thoughtful, and compassionate. I'm just not who I am before. Oh, I am just not who I am before. He announced when he turned 48 in 2017. I'm not someone different. So my new name is Love, a.k.a. Brother Love. But over the past several weeks, Brother Love appears to be someone quite the opposite. Lord have mercy. And I mean, it just keeps falling out. He says he didn't do any of these awful things. And people continuously come out of the woodwork. Rather unfortunate. Astonishing fall from grace for a man who's built his career off the persona of being a fun-loving, positive vibes-only success story. Growing up as a black millennial, I saw Diddy as the embodiment of a successful black man who was confident, business savvy, and fashionably cool. Back then, there weren't too many black multimillionaires in hip-hop who embraced their wealth and influence as much as him. He had platinum-selling hits through epic parties and had a fashion label. For young black men like myself, Diddy was a model of achievement in a world that often criminalizes and demonizes darker-skinned black men who look like him. We witnessed Russell Simmons, now Diddy. Like, I mean, it's just on and on and on. And it's just, it's really sad, man. It is really, really sad. So I'm at a loss for words. So I've been talking about this shit. It's getting exhausted. So let's get to Nick Cannon rapping. Nick Cannon was rapping today about having multiple children, purposely having multiple broken homes, and talking about how he has money and he can take care of his children. And don't you brokies, don't you broke people worry about what he has going on with his kids, because he'll come over there and take your baby mama. You know what I mean? Like, this is what he said. And, you know, people in our community, they typically pat him on the back. He's rich. He's powerful. He's this. He's that. Similar to the same shit with Diddy. He's rich. He's powerful. He can get away with everything, even making broken homes. It doesn't matter that the lack of the father in the home is the number one problem in black households and families. Because when you have millions and almost billions of dollars, we're so poor as a community that we accept any type of fucking behavior until all the dominoes fall down and we pile up on them and we ridicule them. But anyway, he was rapping just about, I don't know, having all these kids and baby mamas and things. And my thing is this, man, like at the end of the day, you can't replace. Look, man, you say you think he's sick. I'm not tripping on him being sick. The thing about just, I understand, like, if you with somebody, y'all broke up, whatever. But the thing about just going around spreading your seed purposely, making broken homes. I get it, you got money. And I get it, these women want your money. But does anybody take any time to think about the children? To think about what impact that leaves on the kids? To think about a child who becomes 9 and 10 and they in the house with their mama. And they go, Mom, why is Dad never here? Where's Daddy? And why am I here? How did you guys meet? What am I? And then you have to admit to the child that they're nothing more than a check baby. I don't get it. And this is coming from our community. And we praise this shit. No other community is praising it. I don't see no white man going, yeah, I got 20 baby mamas and I just make broken homes because I got the money to do it. I can afford the shit. Like, I don't really typically see that. Like, I know Elon Musk, he a billionaire. He got kids, but he was married, like, to each one of their mama in some type of relationship and not just purposely dropping off seed. And not to even put all the blame on Nick, you even have to look at these women now who just line up and get nutted in with Rich Nut. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. Right? And it takes me too. And we sit and want to cry. You want to hold fucking hands and blame that shit on that old white man. But no, this is us. And nobody gonna say shit. I guess because he gave a lot of opportunities to people to wilding out. And he gave checks and money to people. He helped us. The fuck? This is what we applaud. Like, where are we? Literally. I was watching today too, and that's gonna like pivot to the next part. Cam Newton's baby mama, Jazzy, did a comedy set. So let's take a look at this. Oh, shit, the sound ain't working. I ain't getting no damn sound off that. Let me take that down. I'm going to see if I can find that. Let's see if we can find it. Maybe I can go on Twitter and find it. Let's go on Twitter. I can't show y'all this Twitter till I put it up because Twitter is just full of stuff. You can't pull that Twitter. You got to pull up your Twitter in secret, like, for real. Shit, you can't just pull that Twitter up because you'll be on your phone and see something you ain't supposed to see. So, I believe I can share this. All right, here we go. Okay.
Third one, and this is his sixth child. So I said, ooh. Be high until the rich nigga put that pressure on him. He don't know what the fuck you're doing. That's for sure.
Did she kill it? She better than y'all. She better than y'all po' ass. Cause she got a rich one. Got four other baby mamas and is already don't want to pay none of them. But she done came up because guess what? She is special. So she's gonna get the money. Even though he ain't paying the other ones, she's gonna win. All I can say is, man, listen, keep doing your thing, sister. I hope it works out. I know everybody went crazy. That was a nice bit. But once again, no one is thinking about the children, which I think is rather unfortunate. And I get it. You know what I'm saying? I guess women look at it like, well, a man gonna cheat on me, so I might as well get his money. And that's cool. But when you bring these children to the world, you know, you have these adults that grow up and they become like either good people or villains. And a lot of this shit and behavior can be a villain story. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Because he already got, I was just looking, let me see, Cam Newton. Let's see, Cam Newton, child support. And he been out of the league for a minute. So, you know, like that money drying up. Shit ain't like he was like I think he was a cool quarterback. I'm not really into sports, but he's not in the league anymore for a reason. So this right here, he had wanted his baby mama to return the Bentley back, which you would think You would think for a guy this stature, you wouldn't really care about a Bentley. Because she said, what, $100 million man? So he has 4 children with this woman. And I believe he's not wanting to pay. So he wants to get his used 2017 Bentley Bentayga back from her. And also, he doesn't want to pay her the child support payments. And, you know, this is the ordered child support, $20,000 for 4 kids with a $60 million man. And he still has other children and baby mamas. So I say to my sister, my comedic sister out there, good luck. I pray that you're able to get your coin. But it doesn't look like it's going to be easy. And I would say to everybody, all parties involved, we need to just stop condoning this type of behavior as it continuously destroys our community. And we need to point the finger at self once again. Kia Proctor, former girlfriend and mother to Cam Newton's 4 children, claims that the former baller hasn't kept his end of their temporary custody agreement. The ex-lovers' court battles began in 2019 when Newton filed a lawsuit against his ex for paternity. He then asked for child support and custody to be set by the court. After paternity for 4 of their children was determined, Proctor then countersued for $15,000 a month in child support. Their ongoing case also included Proctor's monthly utilities and expenses coverage. Proctor states she is paying $14,268 a month of support and covers various bills. Reports show from September 20th to July 2022. She incurred $5,500 in cable expenses? God damn. Who is her provider? That's September. That's 24. Okay, so that's like 21 months. Let me see. Let me see if that makes sense. That's 21 months, $5,500. Damn, I guess that's $261 a month. I guess that would be with your Wi-Fi and everything included. I don't know if she got phones in that. $6,600 for internet, man, for 14. No, that's 20, 24. That's 21. Wait, July. Let me see. August, September. Yeah, that's 22 months. $6,600 for internet. That's $300 a month in internet. Damn. $4,725 in power charges. Why is her cable and internet bill so much more than the power bill? Something ain't adding up here. Well, that's $214 a month in power charge, which means if she's only paying $214 a month on average over 22 months, 214, she kept that thermostat on about 75. It was hot in that house. And another $4,532 in gas. Ooh. Proctor also wants Newton to pay $2,000. But see, this is what I'm saying. It doesn't look like it's going to be easy to get the money out of him. And then these beautiful children. All I care about is the children. To all parties involved, if you want pussy and the man wants pussy, one wants some money, hey, y'all do you. But it's just the children that I'm concerned about. And it's very, very sad. Very sad, man. Xavier Howard, here's another NFL player. Now, his baby mama, I think this is child abuse or something. She done put the baby in, like, a garment or something, like a t-shirt, saying that the man is a deadbeat dad. Now, you can see this. This is insane. Wanted for child support. That's the baby's daddy. He's in the NFL. She put daughter in a onesie with DNA results and deadbeat father. He even got the DNA results on him. Look at this. Is this not child abuse? What is going on? Now, I think that maybe Jazzy should reach out to this woman because they not, these brothers ain't paying. Look, this on the back of the shirt. Shouldn't D-Facts get involved with this shit? Shouldn't there be somebody to go pick this baby? Because this child don't deserve this. These children don't deserve to be pawns in these greedy and selfish games on both sides of the fence, the woman and the man. It's just, it's pathetic. And this is our community where this is going on. It's very, very sad. But once again, you know, you think about it, this sister, hey, he got the money, he in NFL. She listening to, you know, like with Jazzy, with all the jokes, everybody laughing. So a lot of sisters will follow in Jazzy's shoes and, you know, get an NFL baller who, and then furthermore, 80% of these brothers go broke within 2 years outside of the NFL. I don't know if people are reading or doing research, but this is just really, really unfortunate, guys. What a rough show today, right? But anyway, that's that. Let me take this banner off of here. So that's that, guys. This is an exhausting story. Yeah, man, salt is money over morals. Nobody cares. And I would be willing to ask people, man or woman, like, don't you have, and there has to be a certain point where your integrity and pride is worth more than any amount of money that somebody can give you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to sign up for that, because a lot of these young ladies who become impregnated by these athletes, or they do all this shit for the money or for a bag, you know, they find themselves in the home alone, whether that be a mansion or whatever. You're in the home, you got to get up, prepare for that baby. That baby has needs. You with this baby 24 hours a day. You're a caregiver. And at the end of the day, even if you are getting a check, are you really happy? Are you really happy? You know what I'm saying? That's what I would want to ask a lot of these young ladies. And the men, too, that lay down and you make this brokenness. Then the child grows up to hate you. And it's just too much, man. It's too much. And I, as a concerned black man, yeah, that's true. You say don't believe the story's paying homage. I don't know, man. A lot of people was crying. You know, even Russell Simmons was, he had a interview and he said he took 10 lie detector tests saying he didn't do it. He had, of course, he had the interview in Indonesia in Bali because he lives there now, because they don't have, they can't extradite him for any criminal charges. But it went from him in that interview and it is switched over to some lady crying, talking about what he did to her. It's just, ugh, it's very, very disgusting. So, and then for all these people that y'all say they taking out bad, you know, Denzel seems to be okay. Ice Cube seems to be okay. We do have those who, you know, have been, I guess, good people. Snoop Dogg, all the shit Snoop talk, you would think somebody would came out of him, but no. So I don't know, man. I don't know. But we're going to wrap this up, man. How did y'all like the show? Do y'all want to y'all come on in here and say something? Did you guys enjoy the show? Now, you say you think Nick is sick. He's trying to leave a legacy. I mean, but you don't think that's enough? Like, at what point... what point do you leave leg? I thought after one or two, that's legacy enough, right? But maybe it's that, okay, well, let's just play devil's advocate here. Let me get on the side of you. Maybe it's because he needs the stem cells or maybe some extra limbs. Is that the reason to have children? Should we just have a bunch just in case, just for us, for our own selfish reasons? Is that why we have the children? I don't know, because nobody, these adults, these grown ass people that are arguing back and forth about money, spending time, they don't seem to actually even care about the children. These children are pawns. That's what I'm seeing. And hey, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but that is what I'm seeing. So I don't know, guys. I don't know. But we're going to wrap this up, man. This has been another episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. I'm going to leave, you know, I'm about to get out of here. And I guess I'll see you guys Monday. I guess they about to snatch all the Diddy's shit, all this Sean John coming. I know Macy's glad they got rid of that shit 2 months ago. It wasn't nobody buying no Sean John, but poor white trash and maybe some foreigners buying that shit. But nobody was really wearing Sean John. I can't remember last time. If I see a nigga in Sean John, I'm walking the other way because I feel like he going to rob me. If you a black person still wearing Sean John, True Religion, and Fat Farm, you scare me. And you have nothing to lose. And I'm going to walk off. Even if you of other race, I'm still walking off. But nah, you could be an immigrant. You do good work for cheap. But yeah, that's where we are right now. Shout out, hey, Ira pulled back up. Ira Genesis, shout out to her. John Richards, shout out to you. John Lewis, Darrington Salter, appreciate you pulling up on your boy, man. And we're going to get out of here. What up, man? My Bob. That's right, old school. So I'm going to get out of here, guys. Hey, make sure y'all sign up for my email list. Go to LeVarWalker.com. Let me put that in my sign up. Let me see. Move that. Yeah. Did I post that? Did it post? Y'all go to my website and sign up on my email list. Did that post? What the hell? Oh, there it goes. Y'all make sure y'all go to my website, sign up for my email list, man. Because if I got y'all emails, I can, you know what I mean, get y'all stuff sent out. You know, whatever I got going on. And then y'all can come up. What did John Lewis have to say before I close this out? Why are all these women making up allegations now since Bill Cosby came out of prison? Did that become a fad, or are they trying to get money out of celebrities? Well, Brother John, I don't victim shame. It's not for me to say. Obviously, Cassie wasn't lying. He settled immediately. If you go read the court documents that she gave in descriptive detail of the things that happened, I mean, I'm guessing she wasn't lying. I don't think he's going to sit there and shell out $30 or $100 million to a liar. You know, now, like I say, some of the other allegations could possibly be false, but I mean, you know, wherever there's smoke, there's fire. So I don't, hey, bro, I'm not even getting into that shit. Okay, I don't know what Christian wearing a Sean John diamond necklace and Cuban link has to do with this. Oh, thank you. Yeah, man, I appreciate that. The video when you see me performing and Kevin Hart is crying laughing, that's when I won the Miller Lite comedy competition back in 2012. So, wow, that video will be 12 years old. Well, when I won, it you know, be like 12 years old. So thank you for watching that, man. I'm going to put up some more comedy clips, man. Go watch all my comedy clips, too. Everybody, shout out to all my people over there on YouTube and Facebook, man. I appreciate all the love and support. Appreciate you, Cayman. But I'm going to get out of here, guys. This has been a vibe, man. I'm getting way more comfortable now. I figured out a lot of the kinks in regards to doing Man, yeah, he gave that publishing back, but shit, I mean, now I'm looking at, did he get a publishing back because he knew the storm was brewing? Because a lot of people had interviews said that something about to happen. That's why he doing this. He not doing this shit just out of love, being brother love. Maybe he need to get the publishing back. I know he must be mad because he got to pay all his money. I don't know. I don't know, bro, but he was obviously running from something or hiding something. I don't know. So, but guys, let me see. Shout out John Lewis again. Well, guys, thank you once again for tuning in, man. I'm going to see you guys Monday. Y'all stay posted, man. I'll be dropping new videos, new side-by-side videos. Shout out to my mama. She just tuned in. Thank you for tuning in, mama. That's my mama, Sandy Walker. But we're going to wrap this up. And once again, it's been a stone cold groove. So thank you guys for tuning in once again to the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. And I will see you all Monday. Good night and God.